Yeah, I'm here with Christoph Ginstry, who is the founder, I understand, of the Reputation War phenomenon. I wonder, Christoph, could you just tell us a little bit about what Reputation War is and what you're aiming to achieve here in Riga?
Reputation War is a conference that I created in Paris back in 2013. I wanted to show the people that the most important thing in communication, public relation, or whatever, is to take care of their reputation. Why that? Because reputation is what people believe, what people understand, what people feel about you, about your brand, about your organization. And I believe that every communicator, every communication professional should not spend too much time on thinking what I want to say, but what people think about me. So it's much more important to feel what the audience is believing, what the audience understands, than thinking about what do I want to promote or what do I want to state as a key message. You know, the good thing with social media and social networks is that now people are making their voice heard, and they are making their opinion very powerful and influential. So every organization, every brand, every personality needs to take care of this, because this will form the reputation, and this is what is the most important today.
So how precisely, I mean, you've touched on this already, but how precisely is reputation different from branding or marketing?
It's exactly I would take the image of a mirror. Image, branding, whatever, is something that you work on. The mirror is giving you back the image. So I would say you work on your reputation, but you earn your you work on your image and you earn your reputation. Reputation in the world of reputation, you need to understand the reputation is a feedback. The reputation is the mirror. The reputation is what people are giving you back, based on what they have understood from what you've said. So it's in the world of reputation, there's the audience and the importance of the audience every time.
If, for example, you had what you might say was a bad reputation, is it possible to turn that round, or is it, you know, beyond capability?
No. Yes, it is possible, but you have to understand first why your reputation is bad. Basically, you can have three reasons why your reputation is bad. The first reason is that because people have not understood what you said, or people have not understood your purpose. The second reason why you would have a bad reputation is that people believe that you're not doing the job properly, you're not acting or behaving properly. And the third reason why you will have a bad reputation is that because you've done something bad. So based on those three reasons, you will not have the same reaction, and you will not work the same way. And you need to explain, and you need to be more transparent, you need to be more visible, you need to be more open, and to correct your reputation.
We're still fairly early in the conference. We have quite a lot of presentations still to come, but is there any particular themes you think are coming through here, specifically in Riga, maybe that are coming from the regional angle?
In fact, it's the struggle for a singular reputation or Latvian reputation in this world. I'm hearing in this country many times that people are thinking they are living in a very small country, in a very small population, very small society, and it is the reason why for them to be humble and to be modest and to be whatever. But still, you need to be ambition, and you need to have an ambition, and I believe that the cultural ambition of the reputation of your country, of your culture, is absolutely something you need to think about and to develop.